ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the United States maritime blockade of Venezuela has highlighted the issue of sanctioned ships falsely using the flags of Pacific nations to avoid capture. Among them is the Olina oil tanker, which was captured by US Marines in an assault last week as part of efforts to prevent Venezuelan oil exports. According to shipping databases, the Olina was falsely flying the flag of Timor-Leste. Timor-Leste's Seafarers Marine Association says it is one of eight ships identified over the last year to be falsely flying the country's flag. The association's president, Simplicio Marcos Ximenez, says more needs to be done to clean up and monitor Timor's shipping registry. If not, he says the country's international reputation could be damaged. Here he is speaking to our Timor-Leste reporter Vonya Vieira.
The flag state is the one who responsibility for the security safety of the ship, and regarding to the Timorese context today, we have a decree law which is allow us to register the ship in the national register. So we have authority to control all the ship register, which is operating in the Timorese Sea or International Sea. But currently, we haven't registered the open register for FOC, flag of convenience, to another ship.
What are the potential implications of vessel flying false flags for maritime security and safety in international waters?
For the case just happened recently, previously we have identified eight vessels that's flying our national flag, because of problems flag. It is very affected to our nation reputation. And also they try to manipulate this flag, and they stay away from the taxes, which is affect to our economy as well. It is put down our national reputation for Timor-Leste itself. It is very unacceptable in the maritime sector.
How does the use of false flag affected a country reputation, particularly for a young nation like Timor-Leste? What are the long-term consequences for its maritime industry?
In our perspective, this is affect to our economy and the reputation for our nation. It will affect to our vessel when we are sailing to the international sailing. So people will low trust to our nation, especially in the use of problem flag.
What system are in place to detect and report vessel operating under false flags?
I think what we need to do is we need to enforce our regulation, our national regulation. In this case, we need to put we need to have a national register first to control our own country, own vessel, which is a nationality from Timor-Leste. All company that belong to Timor-Leste, they can register the vessel here, and then if we found any problem vessel, we have to report to IMO, Organization Maritime International Maritime Organization, and we need to present the list to all the authority on authority to identify it. We are not give an authority to the certain ship to register in our flag.
Are there any notable case studies or previous incident involving false flag operation that could inform current discussion about the Olina and similar vessel?
As I told you, that Olina and the other seven vessels we have identified, I think last year on July 9th of July, and we got this fraudulent register in Leiloid registration. We approached our authority, and then we informed them what we need to do and how we prevent the situation. Finally, it's happened, and then they are under arrest in the USA Coast Guard. So it's happened there. So it means that we have to extra carefully to deal with these things, and we need to inform this to the IMO itself and the others flag registered. We are not recognized this kind of this vessel in our register, because we are not give them permission to have this flag registered. So they have to find them.
You presenting to the government about the situation, the big concern that is happening almost 1 year.
We already informed them through the authority, maritime authority here. We sit down with them and we talk to them, but you know, regarding to our facility here, lack of human resource here, all the things here. So it's very hard for us to you know, deal with this kind of situation.
And that is Simplicio Marcus Jimenez from Timor-Leste's Seafarers Marine Association speaking to Vonia Vieira. Meanwhile, another ship, the Bertha, that is falsely flying the flag of the Cook Islands, has so far evaded capture by the US Navy in the Caribbean.